Blog Talk Radio.
I always hear that beep, and then I wonder if they're about to say the Blog Talk Radio shit, if I should start talking every time. And I'm like, yeah, they're going to say it. Yeah, man, Ron Gabriel Radio, King of the North, New York, you know what I'm saying? Niggas Stacks with me and all of that, man. We here, we catching y'all niggas up on what's been going on in this fucked up media-driven summer, man. Stacks, you there, right? What's good, man? How you, bro?
For sure. Chilling. What's the word, G? What's going down?
Yeah, fucking crazy, man. I just seen some shit. I mean, I don't know what order you want to talk about shit. I know we was talking about the Buck shit. I know we did talk about the Usher shit, like we just said. The Duval shit on the Charlamagne show. Did you hear about that?
I most definitely heard about it. I watched the whole interview back. I think, you know, what was said or whatever. Yeah, fam, I got my take on it. We ready.
Fam. All right, man. Yeah, let's start on the ignorant note, man. You know how I rock, man. Let's start on that ignorant note. So, for the people who ain't listening, catch y'all up. Lil Duval went on the Breakfast Club. He had some words talking about transsexuals and basically, you know, envying all of them. The playful atmosphere was asking, like, yo, you know, you don't know what's going on nowadays, you know. What if you had sex with somebody and then they let you know, like, yo, you know what, I used to be a man, I got this surgery, I'm a guy. And he cut him off, and he's like, yo, I know this is going to sound messed up, but, you know, they dying. And basically, that's it. That's the clip. That's what got everybody up in arms and shit like that, man. And it's funny they drag Charlamagne into it to me, because they just be looking for a reason for Charlamagne to try to get him the fuck out of there. But, yo, honestly, man, I think even the subject is hilarious, because Lil Duval said he gave y'all the perspective from probably 85% to 95% of, you know, I'll say the urban community, man. That it's just like the whole issue, the transsexual issue. This is all very new to the world trying to accept all of this and non-bullying and stuff. You know, most of us are 25+, 30+, 40+ dealing with these issues after 40+. 30 plus, 20 plus years of, you know, when the topic comes up, it's the butt of a joke. You know, it's shunned. It's you're a weirdo. You know, you're gay. All of these other type of words and shit like that, man. And it's funny now that when the shit pops up, everybody's ears are open. And whoever says something, they're the one that gets, you know, chastised and all that. When really it's, you know, you go back to a 90s movie right now that mentions a transsexual, I'm pretty sure it's in the same light. You know what I'm saying? Like, the jokes are probably on the same tune. I really don't see a difference in it. I understand the issue and people, you know, feeling like, yo, we're people too and all of that, man. And I get that. You know what I'm saying? So salute to y'all. But, man, if y'all go to fuck somewhere with all of this shit, man, like, we know what he was saying, and I thought it was funny, and you know what, man, I know a lot of people that agree, that's crazy, that shit is crazy, you tricking motherfuckers out here to think that you a female, and, you know, yeah. Then you tell them, yo, I'm a nigga, yeah, that's the issue, that's what's happening, that's why people are dying, they feel tricked, they get angry, outraged, and that's, you know, and it's not on the same pace as an STD, but in that same taboo type of era that we grew up in, yo, it's looked at almost the same. It's like if you came out like, oh yeah, I have this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm really a man. You know, the subject has been discussed many times, man. And for everybody to get this crazy over it, yo, it's really ridiculous, man. Everybody just kind of looking for something, like they just want the next shit to be mad about, the next hashtag, man. Fuck out of here, man. Yo, transsexuals, you feel me, tell whoever you messing with that you used to be a man, don't play no games, or motherfuckers need to go to jail or some shit. Like, there really do need to be precautions to that. You know what I'm saying? Or not precautions, consequences to that. You know what I'm saying? That shit's fucking crazy, bro. How you feel about that?
You know, shit, I peep what he said or whatnot. And like you said, shit, I feel the same way. Now, this is my thing. You know, they have issue, you know, with him saying that if he's tricked into sex, you know what I'm saying, that he killed somebody. My thing is this, if you're so proud of yourself, then how come you're not being up front in the first fucking place? So if you have to trick somebody to get them and bet them, you feel what I'm saying? What does that say about your character? So,
yeah, man.
That's what I'm looking at, G.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. That's a good, that's a really great point. And motherfuckers go with this whole, oh, it's my decision to tell you because it's my body. Nah, motherfucker, like, not really. So, you know what I'm saying?
Is it not rape if we get tricked in a, fam, is that not what they call rape? If we getting tricked and deceived into, you know what I'm saying, having something sexual happen to us?
Yo, man.
Ain't that
quote-unquote
rape culture?
It's consent, right? Exactly. It's all about consent, yo. Niggas consent to have sexual relations with a female. Not no male. You know what I'm saying? ain't no, that's not no threesome. It's not no threesome. Ladies, you know, we talk about this shit too. You with two niggas, that's not a threesome, that's a train. You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit. It's a nigga in that loop, man. You either burning train or you gay, man. Ain't no getting around it. That's just some weird shit. I don't know what the fuck niggas be thinking with this shit, bro. Like, yo, how you just not tell somebody, yo, I used to be a nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, and Charlamagne made a point today, I heard, or maybe it was yesterday, and he was like, yeah, most of the time people, when they hear transsexual, they think pre-surgery, so they're still male parts. Like, how would you not know it's a male? But even in that, man, even in the 90s and all of that, the 2000s, yo, I'm not well versed in all of they tricks and all of that stuff, man. But people was getting tricked since the 90s that I remember, and probably earlier than that. It's just I'm 28, so I remember the 90s specifically.
Yeah.
Word, niggas was getting tricked, man. So, you know, I don't know. The post surgery, when you don't have nothing to show, and it just looked like one of these Kylie Jenners, like the rest of the world with all of this surgery. Yo, that's scary. I watched a YouTube tutorial of some, yo, it might have been one of the ugliest bitches in whatever city she's from, and she did a YouTube tutorial on how to do makeup, and when she was done, she looked like somebody at the club that gets hollered at a million times. And, yo, that kind of trickery.
With the makeup?
Yo, that's the devil. That kind of trickery, like, yo, you robbing me? Yo, it's a bunch of stuff going on there. Yo, that's against the law. That's defamation of character somehow. I don't know, man. That shit is gross. And with all of that shit going on, you really do have to be careful out here when you messing with girls. You got to see the baby pics. You got to see the birth certificate.
Damn.
You got to go meet the enemies. You got to meet the enemies, too. You can't just meet the friends. You got to meet some of them enemies, some of them old friends that got some of them secrets, man. Motherfucker took that trip to the DR. You never know what could have happened over there, man. Or wherever the fuck they going to transform into somebody else. That shit crazy, man. That shit crazy. But, yeah, I've seen all of that reaction, and it's still kind of going on.
Why in the fuck are they going to Charlamagne so hard when Duval was the one that said the shit?
Yeah, I guess because he was laughing. Man, I'd have laughed too, man. Yo, fuck that shit, man. He's a comedian. Lil Duval is a comedian. That's what he does. He says jokes. Even in his stuff that he believes is, you know, the truth and all of that, whether he meant it seriously or not, it's... You listening to Lil Duval at that same time, he could have said something about little kids or something. And you know what I'm saying? It would have been an outrage, I understand that. But now you gotta keep that energy for everybody. So now I wanna see it for everybody. Everybody that mentions, I wanna see that same energy. And like you said, why are you shipping it to Charlamagne? It wasn't Charlamagne, it was Lil Duval. So nah, man, this shit, that shit is a joke, bro.
I mean, you see they going at Dave Chappelle right now too and shit, but shit, Dave Chappelle ain't changing shit. He said, but shit, Duval
man.
Ain't changing
yeah,
shit.
From his stand.
They all saying fuck.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, stand your ground, man. You make a statement, fuck it. Stand on it. Stand on them too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Duval, man. Shout out to Chappelle on the same note. I seen a picture with him and Chris Rock and Kevin Hart. That was kind of dope, man, that they had Kevin Hart, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really is to that point now where he a legend, like a living legend, you know? If he passed, he definitely going to be talked about. It's going to take some years for it to get in the Hall of Fame, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Kevin a legend at this point, man. It was cool to see that picture, speaking of Dave Chappelle and shit.
Mm-hmm.
What else? So you was putting me on. I guess we could segue into the Young Buck and Starlito. That internet beef, more internet shit. You know what I'm saying? And you can put me on about the second joint we was talking about too, with the C-Ball and Mozzy shit. So you can
go
first with the.
I get into it, G.
Yeah.
You know, well, basically. Starlito used to be a rapper named All-Star. He used to be signed with Young Gotti back in the day. He's done joints with Young Buck, you know, so on and so forth. Well, evidently, you know what I'm saying, he put out a diss song. And in the diss song, he was calling Young Buck a faggot. Like, he had a dude that was calling him a faggot. Like, at the end of the song, some sort of quote-unquote street cat or whatever. And they basically called his manhood into question, you dig? Then it was rumors that he was sleeping with Buck's baby mama. So, shit, Buck seen the dude, like, literally right after the diss track dropped and ran up on him. And, shit, basically choked his ass out. He choked him like, you know what I'm saying, Homer would choke Bart or some shit. And, man, yeah, pretty much, you know, ever since the chokeout happened, like, shit has turned up heavy, you know, in the streets, you know, right after, you know, the chokeout happened, Starlito ran up on one of Buck's people and shot him in the leg or whatnot, and he turned himself in, you know. But then shortly thereafter, you know what I'm saying, they saying Starlito's people got hit in two different incidents. They saying a car got shot up. One dude was fighting for his life. It was, you know, two people that got hit at that one. And then another cat across town got hit, and they saying these is all Starlito's people. So I ain't trying to say nothing about nothing, but this is what, you know, what was told to me type shit. You know, this is the internet talking type shit. We ain't mm-hmm. spreading no bad rumors or nothing like that. This is just, like I said, what I've heard. You know, I have brought it mm-hmm. to your attention. So,
yeah,
you know, we don't,
in the
you
particular
know, we,
case,
first
yeah,
and foremost, first and mm-hmm. foremost, I don't condone violence. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm going to just say that right off the top, unless I'm doing it. You dig? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, G.
So, yeah, my question for you, do you think anyone's wrong in this? Because we're in this situation, because we're from, you know, that era where, yo, niggas pulled up, man. It was a diss track. Yeah. You expected them to fight. They might not have seen each other, and they might have, and you might not have heard about it because, you know, it was before the internet and shit. But if a nigga spoke to you outside of your name or rap, man, it was a couple back and forth, and niggas was waiting for that run into each other. You know, these days, it's not that. It's a bunch of disses, and then they shake out, and then, you know, she'll shake it out, and then they in the club popping bottles together, and then they diss each other again and shit. So when you first heard, you know, the Starlito diss, were you waiting for a Young Buck reaction? And then when you got the Young Buck reaction, you know what I'm saying, did you feel like, yo, it was warranted? Those are my two for you.
I'm going to be 100 with you, right? I seen the chokeout before I heard the diss song, so I'm thinking that the diss song was the answer to the chokeout. What ended up happening was he literally put the diss song out hours before they was at a charity basketball game or whatever it was that was down there. And, he basically said, Buck, if you tough, pull up. And shit, Buck pulled up. Like, it wasn't no ifs, ands, buts to it. You know what? In that same vein, man, that old school shit is, outside of the violence, that old school shit is needed. Because, nigga, shit, there's I say three things in the hood that you can't come back from. That's being a rat, that's being a faggot, you know what I'm saying? And, that'll probably be the top two, you know what I'm saying, outside of, like, rape or some shit like that, you know, touching on kids or something. Like, those are the two major things that you just can't come back from, my G. Like, your hood credibility is forever stained, you know what I'm saying, if you live a rat or you a faggot. Like, real talk. And it's not dissing anybody, that's just old hood rules. You feel what I'm saying? You know, so he had to see him.
See, you know, that shit, it was crazy to me. I really remember hearing that rumor before, and I can't remember which one of them said it. Might have been Game, you know, fuck around. It might have been Game on one of them tracks and shit like that. He might have said something about it, but I remember hearing that rumor before about Buck, man. And yo, that shit is crazy. Him even in the video, you know, screaming what he screamed, or, you know, watch your mouth and shit. Man, that was passion, and it was more than just, yo, you saying my name. It was, nah, you speaking on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was some shit Buck felt, and shit, man. Buck's situation isn't looking too great, even with the G-Unit shit. You know, 50 really can't get the music shit together how he did before, and they resurged and tried to do the shit again. And yeah, you know, and shit, man, it's not really looking too great for a lot of them, man. Banks, there was talks of him doing the super group, and I don't know, man, you kind of see him, then you don't, then he drops a tape, then he disappears again, you know, 50 with the power shit, which we'll get into, but I feel like at this point, without all of the faggots and all of that shit, Starlito could have just left it at, yo, you could have helped me, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? You should have been proud because I'm still doing my thing in spite of all of that. You know what I'm saying? And then that's just, you know, how he feels. And a lot of artists end up leaving other artists feeling like that. You know what I'm saying? You look at the Freddie Gibbs and Young Jeezy shit, and that's something that I thought was going to turn violent. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it did behind the scenes. But, man, I feel like Starlito 100% wrong in this shit, man. Like, shit, you felt the way this whole time. You might as well have just held on to that or told him when you saw him. You know what I'm saying? You going to put that shit on the track. Like, you basically looking for something. Now, you telling him to come beat me up. Come, you know what I'm saying, shoot me. Come start a war real quick. Like, you asking for that. You really asking for it. And I don't know tough shit. I don't know this is how I'm feel. Like, nah, you out here really trying to wild, man. Ain't no drugs for that. Ain't no, this was a leaked track. You know, you came at that man, and you know that man. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, man. I had Starlito 100% wrong in this shit, man. For real. All of this,
you know,
extra
part,
violence, like you said.
The craziest part is when the shit jumped off, I'm thinking it's Troy Al's man, Young Lethal. I'm like, why the fuck would they be fighting? So then when I seen it, I'm like, oh, because I know Starlito is All-Star. You feel what I'm saying? From back in the day. So I'm like, what the fuck is he talking All-Star for? Like, they from the same place. And I'm like, oh, okay. So like I said, when all the shit has started falling out, I'm like, but like I said, the shit turned up real quick. It went from 0 to 150 type shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, man. That's sad to hear. That's really sad to hear, man. And Starlito, you know, it's crazy. He has a little following. A lot of people swear by Starlito. And then there's some niggas that never heard of him but just think he's all right. I think he falls somewhere in between. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, Buck, man, I haven't heard no positive news about Buck in a long time, man. And from where his star was shining when G-Unit first started and, you know, was moving and all of that, man, to now, this shit is just sad, man. Even though this might not be Buck's fault, this might not, you know, shit like that. But this just don't look good to me, man. I don't know. Shit just sad.
I said initially when the choke happened, I was like, yo, this is what I'm talking about. This is that old school feel. But like I said, when I started hearing about like shootings and shit after the fact, it was like, come on, like, this is supposed to be music, unless they really got some behind the scenes shit that we just don't know about. You dig what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But like I said, I ain't here to speculate on that. That ain't for me. You know?
Yeah, man. And yeah, tell me about this other shit too, the SIBO nigga.
Yeah, man. See, and this is the thing, like, well, we were just talking about the violent shit, you know, with the Buck Stileto shit. Man, this shit can get way worse with this Mozzie, SIBO, Brother Lynch Hung shit. Like, all these cats are from Sacramento. SIBO and Brother Lynch Hung, they're two old school Crips, you know, from back in the day or whatnot. They used to drop heavy ass tapes back in the day. And Mozzie's the new cat on the scene. He's a blood, you feel what I'm saying? And literally, his set and Brother Lynch Hung's set, like, had beef back in the day. And Mozzie dropped a diss song. Well, I'm going to say how it first started. You know, Mozzie did, Brother Lynch Hung did an interview with Vlad TV. And Vlad asked him, you know, what he thinks about Mozzie and his rival.
Well, there we go.
Lynch was like, damn, I don't think anything. You feel what I'm saying? He was like, he's doing his thing, but, you know, I don't think anything of it. And he took it a certain way. You know, Mozzie did an interview with No Jumper or whatever on the podcast, and he basically called, you know, Brother Lynch Hung a Pokemon, which threw me for a loop. I'm like, okay, like, that makes no sense, but he called Lynch a Pokemon. He called, you know, SIBO and them haters, and they old, and, you know, shit like that. And he said they never helped the town, no nothing like that. So what it is SIBO and Lynch, they took to the new school shit and was jumping on Instagram Live talking about dude is funny for that shit and they was going to make a diss song. Well, Mozzie beat him to the punch. He dropped a diss song and he's basically calling to arms, you know what I'm saying, on some gang shit. And I'm like, fam, Mozzie's already done this in previous beefs or whatever and the shit turned up and like lives was literally lost. You feel what I'm saying? Like he's got songs that went left badly. You know what I'm saying? And I just, like I said, I hope this situation doesn't cause some more bullshit and nonsense and baseless bloodshed. You feel what I'm saying? Because it feels like that space is starting to go in. You know, it feels like, it's starting to escalate towards that space. So, man, I hope cooler heads prevail. I hope, you know, some real OGs can come in and holler at folks and shit like that and just calm the situation down because, man, it's too many. And it's just music. Like, it's supposed to be music at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, like I said, I just hope everything calms down a little bit.
Yeah, that's this shit is crazy, bro. It's the summertime, man, and everybody know the summertime is a little ignorant shit that goes on, at least a little bit. But, you know, from the Migos, right. Joe Budden shit, the Troy Ave shit, which was really springtime. You know, springtime going into the summer, but then this shit, the Young Buck shit, saw a couple other that I'm probably forgetting too. You know, it's just been a lot, man. It's been a lot.
Right.
It's like the music has been great too, though. You know what I'm saying? Vince Mensah just dropped the project. This is my first time listening to Homeboy. He pretty dope.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I like him. He's a Chicago cat. Yeah, I like him. He's kind of cool. Kodak had something that was fire. I'm still bumping Kodak shit. Future dropped two shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still playing one of those. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of good music that has dropped this summer. Like, and, you know, it's crazy that a lot of it's being forgotten and overshadowed by, you know, oh, Kanye's about to
bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, the Kardashian family and Travis Scott. Like, come on, man. Like, yo, what are y'all talking about, man? I don't want to hear about that shit, man. The fights and shit, yeah, that, like you said, man, that Buck shit, I seen that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, the 90s and New York or whatever in me. I like that. That was nice little energy right quick. But then, word, like you said, then it goes a little too far, and it's like, ah, damn, man, okay. My fault, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't even press the watch on that motherfucker, man. This shit is getting out of hand. Way
Let me
far,
ask you this.
Bro, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Should we, like, you know, me and you know what I'm saying? Like, we politic a lot, and, you know, our whole thing is, I like that old feel. Now, even though we like that old feel, and it did, you know what I'm saying, quote-unquote, escalate into something else, I mean, should we feel bad about that? Like, I don't. Me personally, what I'm saying is this: I like what you said. I like when the chokeout happened and shit like that. Like, it just, it man, it was like, it's bringing passion back to the game. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But in that same vein, it's like, fam, you don't got to go overboard on shit. And shit, to me, if it was true, well, he turned himself in the police, so shit, something had to be true. But if he did do that, like, he overkilled on the wrong person. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he shot Buck's people in the leg. Okay, that's smooth, but that's not the nigga that choked you. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, bro. Yeah, man. Niggas is wildin', and for a lot of the wrong reasons. Like, a lot of the wrong reasons, man. Like, that's some shit. You caught that energy on, man. Ain't no reason to return no energy. You created it. You know what I'm saying? You got to hold that. Like, you got to hold that, whatever way they feeling. You know what I'm saying? You just got to hold that shit, man. There ain't no retaliation. How you going to retaliate after you did some bullshit and then the nigga stalled on you or whatever? Fuck that thing here. You wildin'. You called that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit, yeah, like you said, that's when this shit get corny. Like, then, you know, who the toughest or who got the most niggas in the hood, like, my nigga, who got the most niggas out the hood? You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. Your niggas not pressing me with that shit because y'all got 70 niggas on your project block. That's all of y'all. That's all. That mean all of y'all failed, my nigga. Fuck out of here. That's not impressive, bro. That shit is not impressive. But, yeah, man, off that bullshit, we spoke on the 50 shit. You caught up on Power yet?
Fam, stop it. Man, listen, I'm going to give you the 1,000 wow. Shit, I had left town, you did what I'm saying. So, man, I ain't really caught up on it. Plus, I was trying to catch up on Insecure, you know, the HBO joint.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I'll be hearing good things about that, man. I'll be hearing good things. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, I fuck with it. But,
I might check
power,
it out. Yeah, man, you ain't missing shit, man. I ain't going to hold you. Plot hole, plot hole, plot hole. That's how writing be nowadays. Plot hole, plot hole. You feel me? Bunch of bullshit, man. You ain't missing shit, man. We talk about that another time. I know niggas ain't in the Game of Thrones. I'm not really caught up myself. What was this show? I went back, man. You know, sitcom wise, did you ever fuck with any sitcoms? Like any of them shits, even the white ones and shit like that.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, back in the day, shit, when I watched TV, man, all type of shit.
What about the, like, 90s to 2000-wise? What do you, can you give me a top five, like, of your favorite?
I don't know if I could give you a top five, but, you know, I fuck with, shit, I'm going early 90s on this motherfucker, probably the late 80s, I don't know, but. You know what I'm saying?
No,
growing
Pains.
Man, Growing Pains, Family Matters, shit, nigga, 227, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I'm trying to think. Shit, for a time, I fuck with, shit, probably like ER, you know what I'm saying? All type of shit. Man, I'm a dude that's all over the map.
Yeah, nah, you already named it. I wanted to see what else you was going to say. Yo, I've been kind of comparing writing and with the Power shit. Once you get caught up, you'll see, you know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about with plot holes and shit. But Mm-hmm. Yo, I went back, man, and, you know, I do this thing with my wife. We go back and we try to binge watch a show, you know what I mean, that we never seen. And if there's something that's good that somebody suggests to us and it's still going on, we'll just wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So one of the shits I always used to watch every once in a while, you know, I would just kind of catch it, is that 70s show. So I was watching that 70s show, you know,
too.
And – and I'm kind of learning, like, early Ashton Kutcher and what turned him into, you know, the movie star he is and what, you know, the roles they start to write for him and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So Family Matters, though, which is funny that you say Family Matters. That's the black version of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the shows family-based, you know what I'm saying? They have a good little formula. One of the things I noticed in Family Matters and sitcoms in general, there's always just one character that they write as, like, the dumb character, you know, like he's the one that, like, he's eating cereal with the fork, you know, and another character asks him, like, yo, what's going on? Why are you using the fork? And then he gives some response that's just ridiculous, you know. I think in Power and what's going on with a lot of these shows is they're trying to make that character the main character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think what they're trying to do in order to make characters relatable is they just give them the most goofy, nobody would ever do these type things ever, like, scenes and lines that, like, it's really to the point with Power and with there's another show I can't think of right now that was I went back and I was watching as well, but it's just a certain point. I reached this point with a lot of shows where I look at the main character and I just try to think from a writing perspective, where is the writer trying to send us? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's those shows where they try to blindside you, and then there's those shows where, you know, they just kind of guide you into that character development and shit. And I feel like character development in the world, period, has gone, like, completely bye-bye. As far as music, like, that artist development, I think that's gone. Character development, I think that's gone. Movies, I think it's the same. You know, you watch a Spider-Man movie, you get the same exact story every time they reboot it. Mm-hmm. Every time I've ever seen a Batman story, it's been at least 15 minutes of Bruce Wayne as a kid watching his parents get shot every single time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not anything difficult. Christopher Nolan kind of showed, like, him falling and scraping his knee, and they had some of that in, like, the one with Val Kilmer and stuff like that. But there's never any difficult task, man. Like, there's nothing outside of the box that shows you why it shapes the character. There's everything that they're doing nowadays, I feel like it's so... I don't know what the word is. Cookie cutter, is that the word? Carbon based, copy, whatever. Yo, this shit is ridiculous, man. This shit is really ridiculous. Like, it's Power, yo. Like I said, I want to wait till you get caught up, but I'm pretty much done, man. I told 50 I'm giving him one more episode. I got my one more episode, and I'm pretty sure I know where this is going. For not just this season, but period. This is one of those shows where they make a bold move, and then they're cowards. So after they get the negative reviews, they go, "Oh no, that didn't happen." This is some this shit is really bullshit, man. It's really bullshit. You just go back to the first season. All right, you got Kane, you got 50 Cent, you build him to this bad guy. He's probably going to be the arch for the rest of the series and shit. And you put him in the fucking, or he's getting out. That might have been the second season where he's out. and then you put them in this ultimate fight with Ghost, and you kill them off, and then you say, nah, we might use him again. Let's make him get out from the inside, even though it was locked and jammed. Get the fuck out of here, man. Nah, man, I'm good. I'm good on all this, bro. I'm really good on all this. I told 50 I was giving him one more episode. I'm done. I'm done, man. I'll wait till y'all catch up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe y'all will catch some things that I didn't. Give me some reasons to start watching again. But I'm cool on Power, bro. That's a fact. I'm cool on
That's
Power.
Funny.
Fucking retarded,
man.
You
know what? I don't know. Man, you know what? If shit, I'll move on from Power. I do want to say this, though. You just asked me, one of, you know what I'm saying, some of my favorite sitcoms and shit. Hey, yo, shout out to the Golden Girls. Mm-hmm. That was the all-time joint. Hey, real talk. Yo.
I was a sleeper.
Because,
I was a sleeper.
I mean, outside of, you know what I'm saying, what you just said, they got the dumb one, which is Rose. Hey, they had Dorothy, who was, man, she reminded me of my grandmother. She loved to talk shit. You feel what I'm saying? And then you had Blanche, who was, man, Blanche just loved to get fucked and get money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else do you want type shit? The Golden Girls was that shit. It was cracked all the way through. Hey,
yeah,
that's
man.
For a fat nigga such as myself, yo, they rallying cry was they sat around the table eating cheesecake. That's a real nigga shit. Like,
oh man, yeah, yo, I gotta catch up and get all my knowledge up. But yeah, Golden Girls, I got a good 20, maybe 20 episodes knowledge. I probably caught a good season. I got maybe one season of the Golden Girls, man, and then you know. Got overtaken by some other shit, man. I was young, you know, watching that shit with my grandma. Like you said, I was watching that shit with my grandma and shit. So, word, man, I'm going to have to go back because I do hear that get mentioned a lot for GOAT shows. And even as a kid, I remember a lot of that shit, man. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely have to check that shit back out, man. But, yeah, these new shows, nah, I'm cool, man. Have you seen Daredevil, the Netflix shit?
I have. How you like it?
What you thinking? Yeah, I did like it, man. But
mm-hmm.
Yo, I
they got a
I ain't gonna hold you, man. I think it's just the first two. Last time I checked.
Okay.
Last time I checked, it was just two. I didn't see the third, but I haven't checked in like a week because I finished that second season. I was late. You know what I'm saying? I caught up and shit.
Right.
Yo, I like it. The storytelling, the character development, like everything that I always preach against, and I say, you know, like I just went on my little rant. Yo, they're actually taking their time with it, but yo, I'm having a hard time with this whole he's blind thing, man. Like, you know, you have to really be into the character to keep reminding yourself he's blind, because it's just, I just myself,
right.
I'm like, yo, he's just walking around. Motherfucker's eyes is open. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not even hidden most of the time. I just see him looking at shit and just not focusing on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, that's one of my pet peeves with it. And it's hard for me to get past that, but I love what they did with Kingpin. I really do,
mm-hmm.
And Punisher. I'm not done on Punisher. I originally did not like it, but yeah, I'm still on the fence with Punisher. I'm gonna give him some more time. Well, what do you think,
man? The one part that I didn't like about the show was when the best friend, he tried to spaz on him a little bit, you know what I'm saying? He tried to nut up on him and shit like that. Fam, I'd have choked this bitch ass. Like, yo, fam, you know I'm trying to do good shit, you know what I'm saying? And you on that bullshit. Like, that was that was my only thing. Other than that, I think Daredevil was incredible compared to the other shit that they done put out, you know what I'm saying? That that Jessica Jones shit is trash. I don't fuck with that. Man, no, for the most part, they got like two or three shows that I really fuck with, and then the rest of them is like, man, no, just get the shit away from me. You know what I'm saying? But Daredevil is definitely one that I do fuck with. You know what I'm saying? But like I said,
yeah,
that was
man,
my only thing
I did like that.
In the first two seasons was his friend playing him foul. Like, is that supposed to be your boy? You know what I'm saying? Thick and thin type shit. That's supposed to be your man's man. You know?
Yeah, man. And see, I like a little bit of that in the show. I like a little bit of that just to kind of test the waters to see if I give
boat.
A fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, that 70s show, I'm starting that from the beginning. And from the very beginning, maybe in the first three episodes, you know, the guy, the main character, he starts dating the girl. And his best friend goes, like, while they're on a date, he just shows up and then gives her a gift. Like, yo, I know you're dating my best friend, but I'm like, but what, motherfucker? Yo, get, oh, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it almost ruined it. I almost couldn't get past the third episode, man. Like, I'm already, y'all, this is some false-ass friendship. Like, I can't get into this. You know what I'm saying? One of the my favorite parts about Friends, and I used to hear the jokes. You know, black people make jokes about Friends all the time. I got jokes about Friends with the lack of black people in New York City. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, one of the things about Friends that I love is you get to see the Chandler and Joey friendship, and then Chandler's other best friend is Ross, and you get to see both of those relationships. You know what I'm saying? When they're around each other, when they're not. You know what I'm saying? How they're different, how they're similar, shit like that. Yo, and that's always taken care of through the whole shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, nah, my nigga. This early, you already showing me this motherfucker some scumbag. Like, I don't know how long they've been friends, but at this point, like, I'm pretty sure this nigga start dating the girl, you not going to go just show up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I hear what you're saying. Sometimes I do like it in the show, though, if they wait, or if they time. If I care about the character at that point. Because at that, early, I don't give a fuck about these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Daredevil, that's one. I like that. That is a new one that somebody put me on to, and I'm fucking with Daredevil, man. You ever watch Bates Motel?
I haven't.
My nigga, if you get some time, get whatever your vice is, wine or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
you get a nice let me think. Get a nice comfortable seat. You know what I'm saying? Nice little pillow for your back and shit. And then bro. Get a nice brush. You know what I'm saying? Nice little brush and shit, man. Yo, this is one of the best, most frustrating shows I've ever watched in my life. And in a matter of 3 minutes, you really go through pretty much every emotion you could go through, man. It's written so well that you really start to feel like, yo, I might be a psychopath, too, if I'm going through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really is written so well, my nigga. Like, and I'm a nigga, you know, horror is my favorite genre, so I watch all of that shit. I watch the old Psycho. I watch, you know, a lot of the Alfred Hitchcock movies and shit like that.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm into all of that, man, and Psycho, in particular, that was one of my favorite, you know, old movies. Like, that was one of them that had the juice, just to, you know what I'm saying, the tension, the little suspension shit. I love movies with the twist at the end and shit. So to see them turn it into a series, I was a little skeptical, especially with it being on AMC or whatever. I'm pretty sure it's on AMC. I was a little skeptical, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't on a big, big network to me. Like, I wanted it on maybe a HBO or something like that because I trust them. Maybe a Showtime, maybe. But, yo, man, if you get a chance, bro, if you make it through the first season, if you can make it through the first season, yo, you'll enjoy this shit. It does have its plot holes. You know, you can see some studio interference when it started to get popular. You know what I'm saying? But overall, man, it really, you're really on a ride every episode, man. It really never lets you go. Like, you really, it's a cliffhanger every episode, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, you're reminded that at some point, this motherfucker could just snap. It could be the next right. episode. You know what I'm saying? And you really never know that it could be the next episode. You know what I'm saying? That this motherfucker just decides, yo, I'm two different people, or however it happens, man. That's right. Yo, that's turning into one of my top tens, man. That's written so
Let
well,
me ask you
bro.
This.
And
you mm-hmm. said you fuck with the horror genre, you know, slash mm-hmm. suspense or whatnot. Have you fucked with that Stranger? What is it called? Stranger Things on Netflix?
Mm-mm. Stranger Things.
Man,
I'm gonna check that out. See,
that shit is tough.
I'm gonna mark that down now, but I might check some of that out tonight. Yeah, man. That's
dog. It starts off
strange.
This is yes, like a 12-year-old boy. Like, he just comes up missing, and while they looking for him, all type of just wild shit just pops off, and this shit is dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's legit crazy. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they go in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
a
series,
you twists and turns and whatnot. Yeah, it's on Netflix called Stranger Things.
I'm going to peep that down. I just sent a little text to wifey so you get that shit loaded up. Put that shit in my little collection real quick. But, yeah, well, man, that's going to be fire then. Yeah, horror, bro. That's my shit, man. It was funny. We was talking about this today. I was going with favorite movie, and
mm-hmm.
I really have like a 5 to 6 that kind of, it depends on my mood, that shuffles. But the top 3, yo, I had to go with 7. 7's in there, and on any day, I could probably watch that shit. The Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. What's in the
box? Yo, man. Yo, bro. My nigga, that shit. Oh, my God, man. That was some shit, man. That, because of that movie, I watched K-Pax. Because of that movie, man, I was like, yo, this motherfucker too good, bro. I got to see what the fuck else he doing, man. I saw the trailer for K-Pax. I was like, what the fuck is this? I watched 7. I was like, nah, this nigga got the juice. Let me watch this shit, man. But, yeah, so horror, bro. That shit is, oh, my God, man. 7 is fire. That box, man. See, you got me in my feelings, man. That shit. I ain't going to spoil it for niggas who ain't watched it, you know, heard what happened and shit. But damn, man. Yeah, that's a great movie.
And that movie been out down there 30 years, nigga. Look. No, real.
Yeah,
dog,
fuck y'all. You right. Y'all don't know what happened by now, man. Y'all just, no, oh, shit. Y'all living foul, man. That's a fact, though.
Because I ain't even going to say it was one movie that legitimately scared me as a kid. No, it was two, and I'm going to give you the instance, right? The first one was Candyman. Because first
bro,
I thought it was a little ass kid when it just came
that,
out. And this nigga was in the hood, so he was fucking people up, you know what I'm saying, where I was accessible. I was like, yo, this ain't Elm Street and no shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, look. So, we in the movie theater watching it, and every time that they say his name 5 times, somebody in the movie theater jump up and they screaming and shit. I'm like, yo, this shit terrorized me as a kid. No, we literally, because my mother had took a gang of us. It was like probably 4 or 5 of us. She took us to the movies, and we got to spend the night by her crib. My nigga, we all brought the fucking mattresses out to the front room, my nigga, and was scared to turn off the bathroom light.
My nigga. We don't even mention that shit here, bro. You heard? My wife, too. We don't even mention that movie. I pretend like that shit don't even exist. I'm 28 years old. I still don't know what happened.
My nigga, when
happened,
I see dude
man.
In other movies, this shit be fucking me up because his voice is just,
bro,
it's one of a kind. You feel what I'm saying?
Don't you know this motherfucker was in The Wire, man? This, oh, shit, that nigga fucked me up, man. I don't see that. I don't want, you ain't lying. That, he just him to me. You the curse. If I saw that nigga in real life, he might get dealt with, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's funny.
My nigga, that shit, bro. That shit fucked me up, man. I'll never forget that shit. That's a fact, man. We might have to do that. We might have to do that show, Coco on and all of that. Just top 10 scariest movies or moments. Not even moments in life, but you know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I know this ain't a movie. I know this ain't a TV show, but I've mentioned it before on this show. Yo, that Bone Thugs Crossroads video, man. That shit fucked me up, man. That's a horror movie to me. That was a horror film. When he touched that nigga forehead and his eyes went black, man, I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't know if it was weed that he was smoking that made him do that. I didn't understand what was going on, man. But I was in church shook, having nightmares about witches for like 2 months, my nigga. Oh, shit, that fucked me up.
Woo. That's funny.
That was not to play with, man. But we might got to do that podcast. Top favorite 10 movies or horror, favorite 10 scary shit, some shit like that. Well, we can get a nice little show out of that shit.
Word,
what else,
bro?
What else we can talk about before we can wrap the shit? I got like 10 minutes before my shit die.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What else?
Man, real talk, I just came back into town and shit. Yo, shout out to this place. Man, I found a little soul food joint in Indianapolis called His Place. My nigga, they had some fire-ass red velvet chicken and waffles. You know what I'm saying? The macaroni and cheese, the sweet potatoes, all that shit was banging, my nigga. I will be back down the next month, real talk. That shit was, man, stupid.
Yeah, I got to play away from the internet, bitch.
Man. I mean, other
damn,
than that,
I know we forget.
Shit. Hell yeah, we forgetting something because I know I just had something in my head on the real.
Shit, man. Fuck it. Fuck it, man. You said Coco and I'm doing the show soon. I know Link's going to be back soon, man. Yeah, we're going to holler at y'all soon, man. The rest of the panel, we're going to have a family show and all of that. Probably let's cook something up for y'all, man. Probably next week, something like that. I'm coming right back at y'all. You know, keep updating y'all every week on what's going on. Oh my God, yeah. and bro, I don't even know at this point if the pictures are fake or real, but I feel like every day he pop up with a new tranny. Like I don't know what's going on, man.
Wait, did you see that grown ass big bitch that came out talking about Usher fucked her?
Bro, I don't know what's going on, man. I saw that, man. Usher, yeah, see, I'm gonna wait, man. I ain't even wanted too much to speak on Usher because I'm still bitter when I told y'all niggas Usher was bisexual. When this nigga was 15, Diddy did some things, man. I heard the interview. I heard what Diddy said. I heard, yo, listen, niggas know how Diddy roll. Come on, man. We put two and two together. Everybody that touched that whole Diddy camp, they all move funny. All them R&B niggas, they all move funny, man. I know how we felt about Usher, you know what I'm saying? But look how niggas felt about R. Kelly, man. This nigga Usher been telling y'all too, man. This nigga is wildin'. Let It Burn. You ain't got to
wait,
call.
Did you see the meme?
You remind me of this girl.
Did you see the meme, cuz? When
meme?
They had, you know, the same girl video, they had Usher on one side, R. Kelly on the other. They said, man, when you don't know whether you want to get burnt or kidnapped, I was like, yo.
Oh, my God. Yo, see, man, niggas is out of control out here, man. Niggas is out of fucking control, Usher. And now it's a nigga that came out. You seen that, right? It's a nigga that came out.
Yeah,
so Usher gave
him.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah. I believe the nigga. I believe him, man. I believe him. These niggas is crazy. And he going to settle, too, just like the Bill Cosby shit. It's going to be like 18 motherfuckers that come out. It's going to be some bitch that come out say she was like 15. Oh, man.
Fam, the bitch came out
this
today, though.
Crazy.
He said, yo, I was out, and it was my birthday, and I had a crown, and he just wanted to see me. So I went backstage, and, I mean, we slept together, and I ain't got it, but still, I was like, what? Yo, that was the funniest shit ever. She basically threw a press conference to say she don't got it, but she's still going to try to sue him.
Wow. Because he exposed it to it. Yeah. I did see something about that, man. Yo, man, listen. If I'm ever around Carrie Hilson or one of these bitches, and then I find out later that these bitch, somebody's suing them for that, I'm suing them too. Because, nah, bitch, you wasn't careful. I was at you wherever I was at, and you knew you had the shit, and you in public. Nah, bitch, you exposing me too, man. I was exposed, and I ain't know. I couldn't take the right precautions to guard my own health, because that bitch want to be reckless and try to just Photoshop her disease like the rest of these motherfuckers. Nah, man, that shit ain't happening, bro. That shit ain't happening.
I mean,
nah, sue the shit out of Usher. Sue the shit
I'm
out of
I'm
going
to be real.
I'm going to
take the precautions anyway. Like, I'm not playing no games with nobody, man. I'm over 30 with no kids, my nigga. I'm good. Like, I'm living life. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't got time
for it. Yeah, man. Yeah, I hear you, man.
That's
but I'm going to get that
motherfucking check. That's all I could do is salute and respect, you know what I'm saying, yourself, Link, and my partners that's really taking care of their kids. But my G, with no disrespect, I don't have any, and I'm out of here.
Hey, man. I love my daughter to death, man. If I got a time machine,
that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Woo, man, listen, I was a menace out here. I know why I got a daughter. I got to get some shit right before my son come around. That's why. That's a fact.
Man.
That's a fact. Because he going to be the second menace. He going to be worse than me. So I got to fix some shit. Word, man.
Hey, real talk,
word,
bro,
man.
They did come out with a link with the big bitch. Yo, he was like, man, I was going to get some chicken, and Usher came up and talked to me. He was like, do you play for the Bears? He was like, I do play for the Bears. Yo.
Oh,
fam,
God,
like, they
no.
Having a field day with this shit, dog.
Nah, these niggas is wildin', man. These niggas is wildin'.
Yeah, they having a field day.
I'm trying to look these
shit like
up,
said,
man. I'm looking. This bitch is crazy.
Fam, go follow my Twitter page and look at my timeline, G. You'll see it all. Like, real talk.
This bitch is crazy, son. Nah, Usher ain't exposed you. Get your money, though. You ain't see that nigga ever in your life. Ever, bitch. The only time he was around Usher, he probably thought you was one of his security guards and shit. So he was right behind you, walking behind you with his head in his phone. He started following you. He thought you was Big Steve or one of them motherfuckers, man. Come on,
bro. On what the bitch don't look like Gilbert Brown, G?
Oh, man, I'm out. I'm out, man. Hey, we gonna get at y'all another day. This nigga is disrespectful, man. Shout out to Lynx. Shout out to Coco, the rest of the team, man. You know, get that money. You know what I'm saying? Stay safe. Fuck the police, man. Fuck the police. But, you know, respect.
Word.
Respect the black ones' lives and all of that.
Fuck
the
Ray
police, though, man. Oh, man, that nigga cooning. We might have to do a top five coons in sports list. That nigga.
I'm ready.
He on Jason Whitlock team, man. He right up under that nigga.
Fuck the Dolphins as a team,
man.
A staff, and a record label. And if you watching the Dolphins, fuck you too, you bitch ass trick.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Shannon Sharp though. And
right.
And there was a white lady on ESPN. What show is that, man? She told that motherfucker off too real quick. That motherfucker was cooning too.
I don't even know, but shout out to Justina Anderson too. She was talking that shit the other day too, calling the owners to task. She said, nigga, y'all got something to say, we here. Come holler at us.
Yeah, I gotta see. I gotta see, man. I wanna shout the lady out so bad, cause she's gonna make me start watching her show. Cause she said some real shit. White lady too. White lady. She's like, nah, fuck all this bullshit. Who would you take, Colin or this nigga? He's like, Colin. He's like, okay,
right.
So we not gonna act like. And I was like, oh, hold on now. You know what I'm saying? white people get offended for the black people, it'd be a whole nother storm. You know what I'm saying?
It I'm not
like
to
she
that.
Had a little
you
storm
might,
coming.
Yeah, you might got to send me a link for
she,
that one, too.
Yeah, she did it. She did it real smooth. You feel me? She did it real smooth, like a lawyer. It was nice and politely, because she was talking to a black man. Politely reminded him, like, nah, you wrong, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fire, bro. But my shit, all right, yeah, my shit really about to die now. All right, man. All right, yeah,
my
we out of here.
Cool,
real quick, yo. Yeah, bro, you can take us up out of here, bro. All
right, what's good? You know what I'm saying? Just shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to New York, Coco, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Miss Cream is going to be joining us one of these days. Shout out to her. Protect the culture, you know what I'm saying? She's one of them. Shit. Other than that, hey, we out. Y'all niggas be cool. You know what I'm saying? We love you like you love us. Holla back.